If you enjoy this podcast, and don't forget to subscribe to catch all future episodes. Also, check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/switchboxtv for video versions of this show, plus loads more videos covering sport, music, and lifestyle. That's youtube.com/switchboxtv. This episode was recorded in August 2020. Welcome to the Need to Know Music Show with me, Rona McManus. And today I'm joined by a West London punk band called Slobheads. We've got Harry and Macy. How you doing, lads?
Oh, boys. All right,
how's it going? You good?
Yeah, all good. All good. So I've been listening to your stuff, and it's just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Loving it. I've been I had your two EPs in my ears this morning. Loving it. It was really early as well, so it was a nice breakfast of Slobheads. So how have you guys been coping in lockdown and stuff? What have you been doing, like, in these sort of weird times?
Well, in terms of the band or just our lives?
Both, really.
Well, the band's been on hold a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, the band, well, it's all sort of slowed down. But, I mean, we've started picking it up again, obviously. Like, now rehearsal rooms have started opening up. So we was just like, straight away, right, let's just get in there, try and write some songs and stuff like that. But, like, I've quite enjoyed it, to be fair.
Can't really complain, especially, like, with furlough, isn't it? Because you can't complain, because there's people out there that are self-employed that aren't getting paid anything.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I think it's because I dislike work more than I dislike lockdown. So.
Yeah. Well, that seems like quite a healthy attitude. So you've really had no chance really at all to do any music at all. Is it just the two of you?
Yes,
the band.
Yeah.
So you sort of rely on being in a room together, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, we're always chatting to each other. So it's like I'll come up with a song idea, send it to Mace. Mace will come up with saying, he'll send it to me. So that's sort of how it's been sort of during lockdown, but really I think we really work better in a rehearsal room together, don't we?
Yeah, we don't, like, the way we write songs is maybe a bit unorthodox, isn't it? We're just getting a rehearsal room, and then I'll just start, he'll start playing something, and then we're like jam for 5 minutes, and out of nowhere a song's made, and we're like, oh, that's a song, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all
Spontaneous, I suppose. Don't usually plan it. It just happens, isn't it? Like, organically, it's weird.
But do you have lyrical ideas? Did you come with lyrics, or does it all kind of just come out of you at the time?
When your lyrics just come out, innit?
Yeah.
But most of the time, that's obviously something that he has to.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the time it's been like, it's all sort of, the music's just sort of come together, and then it's like, right, okay. So then we'll like, record it on a phone, and then I'll take it home and then come back and then figure out some lyrics. Like,
But usually when we try and write a song, we can't. So we just have to wait till it comes, innit?
I can definitely relate to that one. Don't try and force it too much.
Oh, mate. Yeah, exactly.
But there's loads of humour in your lyrics. I'm really enjoying it. Ruin Your Day I was just smiling my head up walking and not gonna listen to that one. And I make a cup of tea just so I can spit in it. It's brilliant. I mean, was that just literally had the idea of, I'm going to find little ways of ruining someone's day, and it just went from there, or did you sort of how did that sort of come together?
I mean, it's all sort of things we've done. So, I think the whole sort of thought of the song was like, how can we ruin someone's day, just, you know, but being really sly and petty in a way, do you know what I mean? Making it a bit humorous rather than malicious, do you know what I mean?
Definitely get that.
I don't know, and then just loads of things started coming up, and it was just like, yeah, this works.
What sort of age were you when you started getting into that, started playing and sort of really thinking about music being something that you might want to do?
Oh, mate, probably when I was like, 12, 13. watching MTV, Blink 182 on it, you know, all that, like, fucking, what do you call them? Sum 41, all them, Weezer and all that. Still listen to them all now. But, like, getting in all that and then, like, going to school and then they'd have music programs. Like, yeah, you could jump on a drum kit and then you play with a load of geezers in your class and that, and then you end up making a band through that, and then it just stems through that, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then that's how you get into it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, it did for me. That's how it was with me.
I think for me, it was like, I don't know, I was just one of them kids who just weren't into anything. And then my mum was like, right, you're going to learn an instrument. Like, what about guitar? And I was like, yeah, all right, I don't know. And then I went into Memphis Music in Hampton at the time. And then, yeah, that was where Jim just taught me how to play guitar. And,
Jim was on a previous episode of this with his band, The Launchers. And Jim's actually an old friend of mine. I've known him for years and years from gigging around. And he's such a good lad and a good laugh. I can imagine learning guitar from him was a lot of laughs going on.
Yeah, definitely a lot of laughs, and taught me so many different things, just opened a world of music that I wouldn't have really known about otherwise. So I owe a lot to Jim. Yeah,
you've got some great riffs on the album. Really good, really on your EP. Sorry, you've got some great riffs there. Is that something that you see you work at, or is it just things that come to you?
So, to be fair, we do like having the little pickup lines and that, innit? It was just like,
I think again it's just sort of spontaneous. You just start some jamming, and then Macy might, like, I think we've like Feed the Need. Macy was like, we go like,
duh, oh yeah, duh, I hummed duh. It.
Like, Macy just started humming it, and then it was like, right, I'll play what he's humming, and you know, it just sort of, I don't know, it all sort of happens in different ways, controlled chaos, I suppose.
So when did you start gigging together? It's just the two of you. I mean, that must be a bit easier to get into sort of sound checks a lot quicker and things like that. So I mean, when did you start gigging? I've seen you played quite a bit in the Fighting Cocks and things like places like that, which I'm quite familiar with. I mean, I'm from Twickenham myself, and I sort of know Kingston quite well. I know a lot of bands start in the Fighting Cocks. Was that kind of where you started your first gigs there?
That was our first ever gig, was the Fighting Cocks. Yeah, because we used to play with a band called Scoundrel, who were like a Kingston punk band, and they were really, really good. And we was good mates with him because obviously we knew each other through skateboarding and stuff. And he was like, well, you know, we've got a space on the bill, like, jump on the bill. And then we was like, yeah, sweet. So that was our first gig.
But it's a great place for that. It's a real hotbed of new music around there, isn't it? It's a great venue for that.
Definitely.
Yeah, I've got a good friend of mine, the Lagan. You might know them from the Fighting Cocks.
We've seen so many of their posters. I don't think we've ever seen them. The Lagan.
Lagan or Lagan.
All the stickers in the toilets and all that, the posters.
Brendan's he's a friend of mine as well. So he's meant to have been on this show, but so he'll be on quite soon. But I'm sure we'll have a similar loving the Fighting Cocks kind of conversation. Yeah, so do you guys gig up in normal times? Do you like gig quite often?
We like to.
Yeah. I mean, we try and gig as much as we can.
Yeah. But, I mean, before lockdown, we had about six, well, at least minimum one a month lined up for like six, seven, like rest of the year pretty much. But then they all got postponed.
The same weekend we was actually going to head up to Glasgow to play a gig, and then there was all the sort of talk about lockdown. It was like, what's going on? And then literally on the day the gig got cancelled, and then lockdown happened. So it was like,
I saw that. I saw that on your face. That was the 16th of March, wasn't it? Because I had I had gigs around that time, and then that was the day that they kind of announced that the pubs weren't shutting them, but there was that, like, discouraging people from going to them, which was like, what does that mean? You know what I mean? A lot of venues I play in just shut their doors on that day, and some of them stayed open for another week or so. But it was so confusing, and it's obviously hit the music industry quite hard,
massive, all that sort of stuff.
So have you guys got any plans for? Have you heard anything about reopening, getting back to it?
I mean, we've we've been chatting to a couple of people and we've reorganised a couple of gigs for next year, just bits like that. But I mean, I think we just want to get into a studio and start recording, really, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, use the time while we're not gigging, so we don't need to be rehearsing old songs. We can just be working on new stuff.
Yeah.
Like purely, you know what I mean? But sometimes we go in rehearsal just to, you know what I mean, before a gig to rehearse old songs. They're not brand new songs that we haven't played yet, but like, you know, I mean, stuff we're going to be playing for the gig. But obviously, we don't need to do that now, so we could just solidly work on new stuff.
I think it's been a bit of a good time for sort of creativity and people to strike. I've been writing songs constantly through the lockdown. It's kind of just kind of, it's been good for that. You sort of get lost in your own head, and sort of days just go past, and you've got something to show for it. But so have you got sort of plans for the next lot of recording? Is it just a matter of rehearsing them up now and writing them?
I think it's literally like, I mean, we've got songs there. I think all it really is just like a couple of lyrics for a couple of songs, and then literally just finding a studio that will have us, basically. And then, yeah, jumping in, just getting another EP done. And then hopefully that'll all be polished up by the time we go back to do more gigs. So, yeah, that's the plan, really, isn't it?
Yeah, just get it all done. Together.
What studio have you guys been in? What studio have you used?
We've always used Radar Sound Services in Hampton. It's Fuzz that does it. It's on a like Platts 8 Island, but you see like Lower Sunbury.
Yeah. I scored in Sunbury. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. They got you've got the Thames, and there's like the little islands on the Thames, and you go over the bridge.
There's
a studio on there, and we've recorded like all our EPs with Fuzz. He's brilliant. Yeah.
Call me Pissette.
Career highlight, what's been the best gig you've ever done? The one you enjoyed the most?
Oh, mate, well, there's this skate crew in London, because we're skateboarders, and they don't call themselves blokes.
Yeah, it's just like the Stockwell sort of skate scene, like Brixton.
And it's like a collective, and they started making a film called Blokes, and it's like a piss take of like Football Factory and like all that Millwall hooliganism.
But rather than football, it's skateboarding.
Yeah, they flipped it. So they made a film about that, and then they had the premiere release in like Peckham Liberal Club.
Yeah.
Like some really old, like run down, your classic 90s. Like it hadn't been refurbished since the 90s, so it had that classic kind of aesthetic and look. And they had like, yeah, they hired that out for a venue for the premiere, and they got us to play it. And it was like, it just rammed full of London skaters, and everyone just like off their head, as you can imagine. And like, we played that, and the microphone weren't even working. We had to sing through a megaphone, but it still worked.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just like, well, good.
Yeah, Matt Bromley from Blast Skates gave us his megaphone, and we just taped it to a mic stand with all this like Blast Skates tape.
Oh, man.
Taped to a mic stand, turned it on, it was like, yeah, that'd do. Like, just playing. Yeah.
Brilliant. Did anybody get any footage of that? Because that would have been brilliant.
Oh, yeah. If you go on YouTube and just type in Blokes, it's like Blokes premiere, isn't it? Dan Joyce filmed it. But it's on YouTube.
We'll stick the link to it in the description of this video, so people can check that out.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. It's worth a watch. It was a good day, that was, yeah.
Funny.
That could be a thing, could it? The megaphone. Bring about the megaphone.
Yeah,
that could be your thing.
We said that before.
Fuzz,
the guy that we've recorded with, we've recorded with the megaphone before.
We
used it shouting in the background.
Yeah, we used it in Palava, just a little bit.
Yeah, the little.
Yeah, it was.
Imagine
funny.
That. Just drums, like guitar, amp, and then a megaphone. That'd be you sorted. You wouldn't need a PA system. You could play anywhere then. Yeah.
Well, when we played that gig, 200 people could hear us through the megaphone. Yeah. So, I mean, it's...
Invest in megaphones now.
Yeah.
The best one possible. Like, we really massive megaphone geeks after about. Yeah.
we're getting ideas now, aren't we?
Yeah.
What have you found? What have you found has been the sort of biggest sort of challenges that you've that you guys have faced?
Well, just as a band or during lockdown?
Yeah, as a band. Yeah, as a band. Sort of since you started playing, what's sort of the biggest, hardest thing you found? Like
trying to pull a crowd.
Amen to that.
I mean, we don't really care about when we play gigs if there's how many people there are, as long as, you know what I mean?
Yeah, as long as people turn up and have a good laugh, yeah, that's what we care about, you know what I mean? But I don't know, I don't think we've really struggled with anything. I think we just enjoy it, don't we?
Yeah, just go along with it. Don't take it too seriously. Like, we don't let it, like, if there's anything, like, bad happens or anything, I mean, goes up shit creek, we don't really get to us. Yeah, we just go with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I've seen the crowds in like some of the footage from your gigs, and it's just mental. The proper just everyone just jumping about. Looks like a really good laugh. Looks like it's just everyone's having a good time, right?
Yeah. But you'll never see footage of the gigs where there isn't anyone there.
Yeah. Listen, we've all done those and no one's ever recorded those ones.
Oh, yeah. Or they have, but
in the days of social distancing, you just play a small venue, you get three people in there. That's maximum capacity. You've sold out in three tickets.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's the way.
Social distancing gigs, like.
I don't know. I just don't see how it's going to work. Because what are they going to tell people to stand still? I mean, that's not going to work at a Slobheads gig, is it?
No, I don't. I couldn't see it happening. To be fair,
has anybody ever stood still at your gigs?
I don't think so. No,
I can't imagine. I can't imagine it's physically possible. But the energy levels are pretty high. But drive-in gigs. How do you see? Have you heard about that?
Yeah. I think there'll be a lot of wrecked cars if we played. Like. it'll be like Dodgems, won't it? Like.
That's it. Dodgem gig. Dodgem gig. That's got to be the way forward.
That's the motor mosh pit, isn't it?
That's the mosh pit. Yeah. There's a name for it. It's sorted. Slobheads in a motor mosh pit.
We're cashing in on this.
At the edge of a Dodgems massive. Everyone just driving around. That'd be pretty mental.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Shall we film us? We'll film a Switchbox TV special. Slobheads playing the Dodgems mosh pit.
We're keen. I'm calling up the local carnival now.
I've got it. I know some guys, brilliant, no problem. But it's always so you're saying so. Just think about what's next for you guys. So it's going to be writing, recording, and then hopefully more gigs.
Yeah. I think the gigs will probably turn up sort of next year-ish. But yeah,
I reckon.
I don't know.
I'm hoping by the end of the year.
I mean, if they open by the end of the year, then yeah, we're going. But I think the likelihood is next year. I reckon.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just play it by ear, I suppose, innit.
Are the skate parks open? Can you guys get out there?
We've been doing a lot of skateboarding. Maybe that's it. Just a DIY show.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah,
we have done quite a few DIY shows before, so
yeah,
we can do it again.
It's outdoors in a big open space.
Yeah,
I mean,
this is the Need to Know Music Show, so we ask everybody to give their recommendation of someone that they may not know that they need to know. So, Slobheads, who's your recommendation?
We do one each, do you reckon?
Yeah, go on.
Go on, what are you thinking of?
No, you do yours first.
Because I know you're going to say Mummy.
Yeah, well, it's Mummy or GYB or Sweet Johnny or something. There's so many sick local bands that we'd love to big up and just be like, but...
Yeah, Mummy are really good. Punk band from Peckham. Sweet Johnny, brilliant band, like sort of Brighton way. GYB from Addleston, local band. A band called Fiends YT from Scotland. They've been really good to us. They're fantastic, really entertaining lads. There's so many. I'd say the Launchers, but obviously you know the Launchers.
Yeah.
There's so many. We could go on forever.
Well, that's fantastic.
We have to pick one.
That's all good.
Yeah, sweet.
But I mean, yeah, no, okay. I tell you what, I'm going to put you on the spot. You got to pick one.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but
it's got to be Mummy, really.
Yeah, Mummy. Not that they're better or anything. It's just that you know what I mean. They're just the boys, isn't it?
they're just good mates of ours. Yeah. Their latest EP, Shovel, is unreal, really, really good. Really good songwriting. The riffs sound like the whole band sound massive. But yeah, just really good blokes. Really good blokes.
I see Mummy, not Mummy, I see Charlie, the lead singer, the other day. He said they've got some good tunes in the works. He played me a couple of little extracts from rehearsal and it sounded mad.
Very talented people. Very talented people.
Yeah, like, it's such a strong scene, you guys. It sounds like there's a lot of good bands around, fairly locally.
Yeah, I mean, I think, it's just like people we've met just sort of through playing gigs and just meeting new bands and stuff. And I think we've always come away with a good relationship with bands. So it's like, you know, we want to big up everyone. Do you know what I mean? Like,
there's so many that we haven't even mentioned. But
yeah. Dirty Orange as well, brilliant. Yeah, Beyond. Yeah. Yeah, local bands as well. Yeah,
I think I think people misunderstand musicians. They think that we're all going to be kind of, you know, really competitive and put people down and really bitchy. But it's not. I'd never found that on the music scene, but especially the original scene. I found that once you get in with other bands and everyone wants to help each other out, and
it's one of the reasons.
Yeah, we have played with bands that ain't been helpful and they have been a bit funny and cagey.
But again, they just, you know what I mean? They
come and go and you never see them again. It's just
But you fight, that's what the thing is, what those bands don't realise is that, like, a strong scene, everyone helping each other helps themselves as well. So you're not, sort of sharing that around. But those sort of guys don't get invited onto bills with bands. They soon fade away because they're not. I find that the strong scene is good for everybody. And everybody benefits from that. The audience, the bands, the venues, and it all feeds into itself. So I think you find that the good ones, the good guys kind of do tend to keep, you know, to thrive a bit more.
Yeah, you're so right. It's 100% right.
Well, it's nice to be nice and just, you know, you support everyone.
Like, everyone's there for a good time. So why would you make it difficult? Do you know what I mean?
Like, exactly right, yeah.
But like I say, I think with gigs especially, we just want to go and we want to put on a great night, not only for us, but for everyone else involved. And that's all we care about, really. We care about having a good time. So, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Controls as well.
Oh, yeah. Manchester.
Manchester boys, fresh off the press, mate.
How many fingers have they got?
I struggle to count to three anyway. Like.
I was playing with it and I thought, oh, yeah, shoot, we've got to big up the boys. Big up Jim Bob. Lee Singer.
Well, that's brilliant. Well, listen, thanks for joining us, guys. It's been great chatting to you.
Thank you.
Good luck with all the new music you're making and all the gigs. And we'll look out for those other bands and look out for all your stuff. So we'll put all the links to all your stuff in the description so people can follow you and can subscribe and all that stuff to what you're doing. So make sure we've got all that stuff down for you. Yeah, all right, thanks for joining us. Harry Macy from the Slobheads, thank you very much.
Awesome. Cheers. Thank you very much. Thank you.